And SMS stands for single
marriage.
Slovaks. Single malt scotch is better. Yeah. I like what Shannon did.
I like single married Slovaks. That's
Slovaks.
Yeah. What is DNR?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh. SJW.
I don't want to play this game. Social justice warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's let's do the whole show in just acronyms.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Okay.
H-A-W-A-V-D.
You guys, I feel dumb when you use normal words. I don't want to play this game.
You're the one that's dropping all the acronyms.
I said it slowly, realizing as I said it, I should say the words, but then it was too late because the letters came out much
yeah,
quicker.
That's fine.
So, you know, live
I
and
thought
learn.
You played it off well.
Thanks.
And even these chords, like, it's very easy to identify whose chord is which.
And each chord is flavored, so feel free to eat yours after the show.
Ooh, so tempted. I have grape.
Tastes like orange.
I have lemon.
Tastes like lemon. Purple.
It could be banana.
Oh, that's even worse. Mm.
Did you know that the
banana
like
runts are the worst?
Well, but that's the
those
so
are awful
banana runts that are so sweet are actually that banana flavoring is based off of what bananas used to taste like.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we've been crossbreeding bananas to make them bigger and heartier for years, and that makes them less and less flavorful.
Yeah.
Original bananas were like, you know,
little nugget
average
bananas.
White male penis size. No, that's not reasonable. I'll cut that or I won't. I don't know. But yeah, regular bananas were like 3 to 4 or 5 inches long. And they were very sweet. The sweetness
just
the,
like
detected
the
in the runs.
Just like the average white male penis.
Yeah. Debatable.
Though not the owner.
Oh, that's a good point.
Let's not blame the penis for the penis holder, shall we?
Hold back the foreskin on this nanner.
That's my fault. I
have
it there.
Some oatmeal.
And that really begs the question, where's the after skin?
Oh.
You know? Where is it?
It's the taint.
Oh, no. That's good. Okay, I'll do the intro.
I haven't had enough to drink.
So,
yay.
All right.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Nate. I'm leaving that in.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
Happy birthday!
Hey, thank you! That's a really nice way to answer the question of how you are.
I never know how to answer it, so I've decided I'm going to ignore it, just say whatever I want to say.
And
this week it's happy birthday.
A lot of prominent people do that, and they're very successful. So, and I appreciate the sentiment too, because you could have said something awful, like a lot of people do, but you didn't. So that's good. Returning guests, we have two stalwarts of the Geeks Who Drink family, as well as just sort of luminaries of our time. I think that's the most accurate way to put it. They are irreplaceable. They are I don't know, what is it? Unimpeachable? Is that a good term for today? To say they're unimpeachably good people that would under no circumstances be impeached for something, because they know the boundaries and rules of etiquette and also morals and ethics.
Yeah,
those are good things.
Well,
let's not get carried away.
So, Dave, who is not a novelist, is here. Hi. Dave, how are you?
I'm happy because it's your birthday, Nate.
Well, geez, you guys.
Happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate
that. I mean, I know when this airs, it's no longer going to be your birthday.
Yeah, no, it'll have not been my birthday for 2 weeks, but still.
That's.
I'll still be older. That's the thing about it.
Still
it's
be
like
celebrating.
Matthew McConaughey in that movie. The birthday stays the same.
Lincoln Lawyer?
Yeah, Lincoln Lawyer. I was thinking of Out of Time. Is that the one he was in? With Samuel Jackson? Is that out of time?
Anyway.
Time to Kill.
Time to Kill. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Now imagine she was white. That was Matthew McConaughey's killer line at the end of that, at the end of those closing statements. It meant something to me. It meant something to me. And also with us is Kate Benversi. Kate, welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, how's that mic stand going?
It's going
going okay. Happy good. Birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Just working on wires.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of that's cords okay. everywhere. And yeah.
I'll get
yeah. settled. Everybody, is everybody comfortable? Are we good? Are absolutely. We okay?
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, so
looks so good.
Yeah, Shannon's super chill. You're like, you're bopping along like it's Jet Set Radio or something. You're just like, yeah.
I got this down now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. We're pros. The we're pros. Favorite.
We know what's up.
Yeah, this is like, you know, this is like Johnny Carson, yeah. you know. Year 62 of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He started when he was 3 years old and yeah, retired at, was... at yeah, at 64.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Savant.
Hey-o. Yeah, so tonight's show is going to be about Nates as a theme tied into my birthday, which it is today. And thank you so much for listening and maybe thinking something like, hey, happy birthday to that guy. What a thing that he's got a birthday and I'm listening to it. So that's fun.
Amazon wish list, right? Hey, yeah. Over, click.
Yeah.
Put that link in there.
Yeah, just go ahead and send me lots of stuff I don't want from a guy who is of questionable merit and character. That's cool.
Still unimpeachable.
It's still unimpeachable.
Well, it took a really dark turn there.
So. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, the whole night's going to take a dark turn. Get ready, Kate. Get ready. So as special guests, you guys need to decide which of you will go first.
Dave will.
All right. Well, that was definitive.
Glad we cleared that up.
So, Dave, we've got 10 topics.
I'm sorry. HR Manor. Dave, what do you feel like? Would you like to go first, or what are you feeling like tonight?
Corporate speak, I feel the decision's already been made.
I'd like to hear some more active voice role play if we could do that. I want to feel like everybody's equally engaged in this situation. You know, we want to cultivate a really welcoming and warm environment where people feel free to share.
I'd like to know exactly. Who has the first comment.
It's important. It's important.
Well, I appreciate all of your feedback, and I do feel that this meeting could have been an email.
Oh.
We'll go ahead and BCC this whole show. So yeah, Dave, I think you're going first. So Dave, you got 1 through 10 to choose from.
9.
Number 9. All right. Well, Dave, do you have a vague idea about naturism? Naturism.
No.
No. You have anything you'd like to guess? You can say whatever. You're not going to be judged for making something up
Sure, I've got a vague idea. Yeah.
All right, talk about it.
Talk naturism. John Muir, you know, just get out there. You believe you're one with nature. It's in the name.
Mm-hmm, cool. Yeah, okay.
That's all I know. That's pretty vague.
All right, no, that works, that works. Okay.
I mean, that's inaccurate.
Kate, naturism. What do you know about naturism, Kate?
Yeah, so naturism is another religion. It's popped up in the last few years. It stemmed off of Native American beliefs.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is it appropriative in your estimation?
Probably.
Should we?
White people do it.
Oh, sure, yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
But it expands, so you can't just be one with animals, or animals aren't just spirit creatures, but also trees, plants, mountains, rocks.
Okay.
Those
so
are
like
all things in nature.
So you can like hang out with like
trails.
Hanging out with like a geode.
Yeah.
Talking
exactly.
to it about your day.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you feel hollow inside like I do? And then you crack it open and oh shit, you do.
But it's sparkly inside.
Yeah.
So there's
well just
hope,
like us.
You know.
So there's hope.
Yep, that's all I got.
Okay. Great, Shannon. Naturism.
You said that with such conviction that I feel like you probably have the right answer, but I'm going to take a different stance.
Please do.
I think naturism is when it's another word for like nudist camps, and when you're like all into being one with nature and you're naked all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Shannon, you're correct.
Am I really?
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Shannon, you're the smartest.
Sun's out, dick's out.
Yeah, the Wikipedia entry for naturism has a group photo of 6 people who are all totally naked.
I love this.
Which is wild because it's like, you know.
Wait, so First of all, can we get more information right
now? You want more information about it?
No, not the picture so much. But I would like to learn more about
it. Yeah, yeah. Naturism or nudism is a cultural and political movement practicing, advocating, and defending personal and social nudity, most but not all of which takes place on private property. The term may also refer to a lifestyle based on personal, family, or social nudity.
Oh.
So if you're just like, hey, I think we should just raise our... Dave, let's raise our kids as naturists like us.
Okay. Yes.
We like being naked. We should just have the kids all be naked. And there will never be a problem with that because society is also naked. So it's totally cool.
Right.
I think the mirror thing was pretty close, though, because when I was in school, I went to UC San Diego. And one, they had numerous colleges because the university was like ginormous. So they split us up into 5 colleges, air quotes. And one of them was Muir College. And just across the street from Muir College and down a cliff was a naked nude beach. Black's Beach.
Yeah.
So Muir and naked people went together.
So they were like, yeah, let's set up our college where we can look at nature. Am I right?
Why'd they rename it, though? Isn't that like just kind of a marketing campaign at this point?
It's to
like
trick
naturism?
You. They're like, you like nature.
I mean,
come hang out with us.
Okay.
Now you got to take your clothes off.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, there's a... So...
Because like, I was like, are the clothing parts optional? Because like, I'm still game to participate, but I want to keep my clothes on.
Right, you know, like, I want to hang out with naked
people. Yeah, like nudist
and be
pools.
Like, yeah, this is totally cool.
Like
we're
a lot
all good.
Of them are just clothing optional.
I think that's frowned upon.
In the naturist group or nudist groups?
It's like you're either all in or you're all out.
Literally.
I feel like
There's a photo here on the page that it depicts a swimming pool with a sign, and the sign it says sign at a naturist swimming pool with a warning that no clothing, including underwear, is permitted. So you're just not allowed.
Wow.
They're going to be like, nah. Also that's not included bad. Here are dogs and I think ice cream?
I can't tell.
No ice cream?
Well, it looks like a cone
warm?
With two balls on top of it. I don't know. Can you tell what the thing in the top left is? Is that an ice cream? Or a top right, I guess, for you?
Oh, that does look like a double scoop ice cream.
Yeah.
But it could also be... Oh God, I don't know.
I gotta see. All right, I want to blow this picture up. Yeah, that is ice cream. That is definitely ice cream.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
so
like a cone. It has like cross hatching on it. Just
yeah,
like a cone
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. So it's like okay.
So no dogs.
Thing number
no
one.
Clothes.
No dogs. No clothes. And
no,
no getting sticky.
Yeah.
We don't want to get sticky.
No stickiness.
I mean, that might be what it is.
Well, you got to post that on the Instagram.
Yeah.
We're talking way too much about something visual.
Yeah, I've been.
Sure. There, we got it. So someone will tell us what it means, too, because I'm sure someone knows.
Could be overflowing trash cans.
One of those, Nate. Yeah, yeah.
Don't overflow the trash can.
Make sure you're taking out the trash while you're naked, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be weird about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deal with your refuse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you leave the trash out, bees show up, you're naked. Stung on your bits.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's probably
man.
The ice cream for that very reason.
Bees and bits.
Attracts bugs.
Great job. Dave, Kate, you're both getting 1 point for taking a swing. Shannon's going to get 3 points.
3 points, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Kate, you're next. 1 through 9.
7.
Number 7. Yeah, okay, it's time to play Thunderdome. This week in the Thunderdome, you guys are going to have to tell me who wins in a fight to the death between... star of stage and screen, Natalie Portman.
Ooh.
And star of MTV in the mid-90s, Natalie Imbruglia.
Ooh, both tough ladies.
I know, it's a complicated question.
I'm torn.
It's true.
Dave's torn. Dave went right to the joke.
Which, can you sing me a little bit of her song, though? Because she's the bitch artist, right?
No, that's...
No,
that
torn.
Was
dang
yeah.
Torn.
Yeah,
okay, it's Natalie
I'm a bitch
Portman,
was Meredith...
Sure.
What's your name? Meredith something?
Meredith Brooks.
Yeah, Meredith Brooks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah,
Torn is where she's naked and shamed.
Yeah, she's a little too emotional.
She had
Portman.
Dated...
a little too emotional.
She had dated
she's
David Schwimmer, I think, right? That was the thing?
Oh, she's going to get like
David
wrapped
Schwimmer.
Up in it all.
How did that guy just... Oh, wow.
Bring home the ladies?
Yeah, that's...
He's
yeah.
cute.
Is he?
I mean, I don't know if is you want to involve his personality, but if you were just like looking at him on the TV... You didn't know who he was. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, as a two-dimensional representative.
90% of the human population is attractive. So, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not a good one to be like, oh, they're not attractive. I think everyone's attractive.
You'll do.
Yeah. Everyone brings something to the table.
Sorry. That is the best attitude. I love that. And that explains why you're in HR.
God, that's probably it.
All of you are God's creatures, and you deserve a fair chance. And I see it. I see you all. Even you, Monster Boy. Yeah. Yes, weirdly, you're just as good looking as everyone. Okay. So you're going with Natalie Portman.
Absolutely. She's scrappy. She's smart. She's a little less emotional than the other.
All right. Great. Shannon, who do you think? Natalie Portman or Brulia?
I agree. I'm going with Natalie Portman. Three reasons. Leon, she was killing people when she was 12. Yeah.
That's true. And also carrying on a questionably okay relationship with an older French man.
Well, I'm ignoring that part of it.
Jean Reno.
Jean Reno.
Black Swan, she was crazy.
Yeah,
which is a good attribute to have for the Thunderdome. And three, do you remember Saturday Night Live, Natalie's rap?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, she got hardcore in that.
Yeah, she got super hardcore.
All right, great. So it's Portman's across the board so far. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I can just stand up for Natalie Portman. She's done fine. I'm going for Natalie Imbruglia first. More of an anti-Natalie Portman, who I like. I adore. But those are all roles. Natalie Imbruglia was herself in that Torn video. She was throwing herself on the floor. Throwing herself against the screen. She was going through some shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And she did well for herself with just that one thing. So.
Just that one thing?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm sure
I'll take
she's
it.
Done some yeah, other stuff
Natalie,
too,
please tweet at us. It's at a Vague Idea Pod on Twitter. Yeah, she's also Australian.
Yeah. Oh, so. Everything in Australia can kill you.
That's true. Just the fact that she survived her teenage years with so many snakes and... tarantulas.
She's probably killed a person in Australia
with a boomerang
or a spider sized.
I think that's how you get your learner's permit in Australia, right? Is you have to.
They give you weapons when you're a baby.
You have to kill a wallaby.
Yeah. It's you or the dingo.
There was Australian stuff happening on the one with Micah, and then I don't know if it did last week, but that's fine. We'll just keep it going. I don't have any other accents, apparently. So.
Australia's favorite podcast.
Good eye. Great. Oi. Good job.
Nothing would make me happier than to find out that this podcast is an underground hit in Australia.
We've had a lot of We've had a lot of downloads from like parts of Europe and the southeastern United States lately, which is weird because I don't know a lot of people there. So I don't know who's catching it, but hey, we're doing it. We're doing a thing, guys. We're doing a thing.
It's a network. Hey. It's spreading.
It's true. It's like that outbreak that happened where the monkey killed everybody, but this is with fun.
But with
like
Southerners.
Outbreak, literally, outbreak. Positive. I just watched The Hot Zone, which was a movie that they were going to make when they made Outbreak, but then Outbreak was awesome, so they didn't make it. So they turned it into a TV show on National Geographic Channel starring Juliana Margulies?
Yeah.
From ER.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was 6 episodes that were an hour long each, and I watched all of them last night. It was so good.
They were great, huh? Good.
It was really good. It's like, if you like Outbreak, it's 6 hours of Outbreak.
Did we win? Did we survive?
We did survive.
Oh, thank God.
Was that the one?
But only because we were lucky, because the strain of Ebola that hit us in 83 didn't affect humans as badly as it affected monkeys.
Uh-huh.
But lots of dead monkeys.
Yeah, which, I mean, come on. Let's pour one out for those monkeys.
Yeah, but they were CGI monkeys. So
it's like the monkeys at the end of Congo. Remember Congo?
It was kind of more like the monkeys in Jumanji.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to play a new game called What Kind of Monkey Is It?
I don't know, but that one's bleeding out its nipples.
that can't be good.
Probably a
bowl. That's a hot zone monkey.
Now you're just going to rub some dirt on that. Great job. You're each getting 2 points for...
I don't even remember what we were doing. Oh, Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Where you started? Natalie Portman.
Yeah. You each get 2 points for giving the correct answer regarding the Thunderdome. And Shannon, you're up 1 through 8.
One.
Wait,
number
did you
one.
Say the correct answer?
Yeah, you both got the correct answer.
We all got
Wait,
the correct answer.
Wait, they haven't actually faced off in the Thunderdome, right?
Well, I mean, they did here just now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Don't break the suspension of disbelief. The listener thinks that those two people are here fighting to the death.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I like that you didn't question that there was a Thunderdome, just that the two of them had been in it.
Oh, for sure.
There's a fucking Thunderdome.
Everybody
knows that.
There's a lot of underworld stuff going on.
There probably is. You're right.
All
right, one.
So Shannon, number one is we're gonna do a game called Ends in Nate. So each of you are gonna get a chance at this. Shannon, you're gonna start.
New game.
Name two words that end in Nate. Two words that end in Nate.
Pollinate.
Great.
Inseminate.
Excellent.
That was excellent.
Very, very good. Very good.
Kind of on
Dave,
a theme.
Dave.
Yeah. I feel like
birds and the bees.
I feel like that NXS song. Right now.
A Nate sensation?
Alleviate, don't hesitate. Oh. He's got he's doing the Bob Dylan thing.
I was thinking a Nate sensation. Nate sensation.
That too, yeah. That is, yeah. That's a good one. Gone too soon with his kinks. Originate.
Okay.
We've used all the words up. The words are all done.
So we've got inseminate, pollinate,
and originate.
Originate.
The words are done.
That's it.
That's it.
I guess that's it.
Sorry, Kate.
Burn your dictionaries, folks.
It's terrible. The only one I can think about is on the same track as yours, and it was like popped into my head so fast. I was like really sick about it.
Okay.
Like, God.
What is it?
Impregnate.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Lady at my office just had a baby. I think that's why. It's like red flag.
All right.
She's unpregnated, though.
Yeah, she's now, disimpregnated herself.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not call it birth anymore. Let's call it disimpregnation. Yeah. Kate, do you have a second one?
Let's see. No, I got so hung up on that one.
Okay.
It's so weird.
There are a lot.
There's probably so many.
If you give it a,
what if
it
we
a
start thing. Talking about something else? Like, can we go back to the Thunderdome and then I'll think of it?
I mean, we can just yell.
I just like that. There's so many words that end in Nate that have to do with like things fucking.
Yeah, well, one I'll give away. One of my favorite things is saying I'm a Nate, you're a Nate. Urinate ends in Nate, right?
Oh, that's right. You even gave that to us last week.
Urinate's a good one. Originate is a good one. Passionate is a good one.
There's
a lot of good Nates. Anyway, I'm going to give you each 2 points. And if you guys think of another word, just yell it out at any point. We're going to do Pee Wee's Playhouse rules. You yell that word out. We're going to jump up and
scream real loud.
All the
focus.
All the furniture is going to come to life. 2 points each. Great
Magnate.
Job. Magnate. Ooh, very good.
You can't keep doing it.
Those are good words. Those are all great words. Sorry, far away.
Yeah. We know all the best words. Isn't that a thing someone said sometime?
This is all I'm going to think about the rest of the podcast.
Someone unimpeachable.
Thought. Yeah.
Someone unimpeachable knows all the best words. So, Dave, we're back to you then.
Are we?
I believe we are.
Yeah.
And it's 1 through 7. 1 through 7?
No.
All right. Well, Dave, do you have a vague idea about a little song called Regulate from 1994?
Oh, yeah. Certainly do.
All right. Talk about it.
Nate Dogg and Warren G.
All right.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg. Mm-hmm. But really, they were just trying to get through the day, had some shit happen, ended up at the motel, just trying to, just get back into it, lay low a little bit, regulate, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they just kept on rolling through. And Nate Dogg, it was sad when he died.
It's true. It's true. It was.
I miss him a lot.
Aww.
Aww.
Dom, I can't talk about it.
Force him out. Dominate.
Okay. Very good. Nice, Kate. Well done, Kate. Well done. Dominate is a great one. Kate, do you have anything to add about Regulate, the song?
No, I don't, but I hope someone's going to sing it.
Okay, well, Shannon might. Shannon's coming up on the mic.
Come on, Shannon. I'm coming on here.
One of my favorite things about this song is that it starts with a line from Young Guns, which you know is one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
Regulators, mount up. And also, if you go on YouTube, there is an amazing version of this song reenacted by the Muppets.
Perfect.
Oh.
That is awesome.
It's like Bert and Ernie going around Sesame Street and they're like, let me run.
I was listening.
I like this a lot. I like this a lot.
Chords, strings, we brings melodies. That's all I got.
Did you nice. Look, did you look like that up? That. Like did you that. Look that up? You got your phone out.
Yeah, yeah. No, you all, you guys all did excellent.
The only part I know is the "Let Me Ride."
Yeah.
And the guy. Will you provide a link to the Ernie?
She said.
Yeah, I can find one. I'll get one for the listener later.
Thank you.
We'll be sure to post that on the social medias.
And there's another part where he's like, it's bored as hell.
So here's my big question is why, because this song is 20 something years old mm-hmm. right now. Why haven't the EPA or the FEC or the FCC, any of these regulatory bodies taken this song on, right?
What do you mean?
Like, use it. Make regulations cool by talking about we're going to regulate.
It's like School of Rock or something.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
that house
I
bill
hope it's
thing.
Because yeah. because whoever owns the rights to that song will not give it to them, probably.
Amen.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what
fair.
I hope.
Well, I mean, I would hope that they do it for a good reason. You know, seeing that regulations can be a positive thing, not just a bad thing. Yeah. But, yes.
The world needs order.
When
man.
Dad tries to make something cool, it turns uncool.
That's fair. That's also true. Yeah. You went golfing today, didn't you, Dad?
No, no.
I don't want to talk about it. Oh. No, I really don't.
So old.
Probably not good for a podcast when guest says, I don't want to talk about it.
That's okay. When John is on, that's what that's happens at least is. Once an episode.
That's his role.
Yeah. It's a character.
I really want to pause the podcast right now and make you watch the Sesame Street version of it. It's so good.
Me too.
All right, let me see if I can find it real quick.
For our listeners, I would like them to just enjoy it with us.
We could put it on Instagram.
Yeah, we could do that.
Probably.
Or they can just wait 3 minutes.
Go Google Sesame Street regulators.
Regulators or regulation?
Yeah, we're doing this.
It's happening.
They're up there.
The whole video.
We used to do this a lot in the beginning. We'd make each other like watch videos and we'd have to cut them out.
This should be making sounds, but it's not.
Bert and Ernie.
But it's definitely them. It's I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Elmo too?
I turned it all the way up.
Is it connected to any earphones you might have nearby?
I hope
oh,
so.
Oh. Could be.
It? Oh, I know that song.
It looks like he's actually singing it. I love it.
Oscar's in it.
Get it on the mic, Dave. There we go. Some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix. I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next? All right, now we got to move it away because otherwise we got to pay for it.
I was just going to say, we have some. You got to look at it, though. They got Bert like walking down the street with like a beanie
on. A little beanie on, yeah. Nice little hoodie.
That's excellent. We'll make sure to post a link to it for the
nice.
For the listener as well. Yeah. We'll get out there. You're each gonna get a point. That was great. That was great.
Regulators. Mount up.
Mount up.
Mount up. Kate, we're back to you.
How's that possible?
It's just how circles work.
Mount up. Kate.
One through six.
We're through what?
One through six.
Five.
Number five. Okay, we're gonna play a game specifically about me. This game is called Do You Know Nate? Okay.
Oh, no,
so,
what if I fail it?
Oh God, what right. if I
just
fail
feel
it?
So bad already.
So I have three questions here that are about me that are not particularly difficult, but you may or may not know them. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay. So Kate, you have the first question, which is, what's my middle name?
Oh God.
As Dave tries to get to Facebook quickly.
Oh my God, you can't do that. Is it on Facebook?
I do whatever the fuck I want.
No, is it? John.
You're really, really close. That was a good guess. That was good. It's Joseph. It's Joseph. But yeah, that's really close. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good job. You got the initial.
Wait. Yeah. Are both of those based on biblical names?
The Nathan is just random because my parents liked it. They wanted to name me Ethan and then decided to go with Nathan for some reason.
You told me that.
And then Joseph is my grandfather's name on my dad's side. Yeah. Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Did you know him?
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, very well.
Did you like him?
Yeah, he was, you know, he was a complicated man. But yes, I did like him very much.
That's good.
Shannon.
Did you ever go by Nate Joe?
Nate Joe. No, but okay. So Shannon and I talked about this before because
Nat Joe's good too.
So a few episodes ago, we gave Shannon the nickname Shan Jr. because she wanted a nickname. She wanted to be a junior when you were younger,
when
right?
When I was a kid, because my dad was a junior. Yeah. So I thought I was a junior.
Yeah. Juniors were cool. And I had this thing where there was a guy named JR in my elementary school. And I liked having an initials name, right? But, you know. NJ doesn't have anything that's there's no vibe there. That's clunky. So yeah, that's close as we got.
Isn't there like one of those psych tests? Like there's like something NJ in there.
Oh yeah,
like INTJ. Or
yeah,
something?
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah, it'd be is that
intuitive
that's and judging are those two things that the N and the J are?
I think when you do a monogram, you put your middle name at the end and your last name. In the middle, like that's the big one is your last name. So you could be NRJ.
NRJ. Yeah. So
energy.
Like the. Ooh, yeah, there you go. That's that's cool. I should start a career in something.
There you go. Monogramming things.
Shannon, you get the question too.
Oh.
Where did I go to high school?
Castle Rock High School?
It's close. It's Douglas County. Douglas County is the name of the high school, but I did go in Castle Rock, so that counts. Sure. Yeah. Good job.
I like how
good job.
Disappointed you.
Is Douglas County
on
actually
one.
The name of the high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I should have known that because I grew up in Parker, and that would have been the high school I would have gone to. But county doesn't sound like a high school name.
No, it doesn't.
No, yeah, but that's what we were.
Was
and
it?
I have mentioned it on the show a few times.
I know.
So.
I'm
but that's
sorry.
Okay. Hey, look, this isn't about judgment.
I have a terrible memory.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I'm very self-centered.
I do too. With good reason. You're a great self. Dave, you get the third question, which it's not so much a question as a prompt. Name either of the two books I've written.
Oh, fuck. Space Boy.
That's the press, yeah. Yeah, that's good. No, that
and
works.
And Boner.
Boned is the literary magazine I read. Yeah. The book titles are There You Feel Free is one, and then The Retroactivist is the sci-fi one. Great job. You're all getting 0 points.
Happy birthday.
He's so care.
I knew your high school.
Oh yeah. No, that's what matters.
Oh my god.
Oh,
wait,
don't
you guys
that
are
look.
All from here.
Yeah.
You were
I guess
born
so.
And raised here. Mm-hmm. All three of you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Do you feel concerned about us? Or?
No.
Does that bother you?
No. It's just like I don't think I've ever been in a room where I was the only person that wasn't born and raised in Colorado.
Wow.
It is unique these days.
It's true.
I feel like it's just like my people's way of like coping with the fact that it's not that unique. Oh, like what's the word? Native. They're like, oh, no one's a native anymore.
Native.
No.
Oh. No, it's got to be at the end.
And
yeah, well,
I'll count it. I had a conversation with a Lyft driver who he was from Ireland, and he was talking to me about the whole like Colorado native thing.
Yeah. Always the worst.
And I don't like it. Like I think it's
you
dumb.
Like it?
I think it's dumb to do this Colorado native thing because it's not like I don't know.
I think there's a lot of Colorado natives.
Well, yeah, but it's not like...
I've never been any place where people are just so... where they had a term for it.
Right.
I like it. I get super judgy if people say that they're a Denver native and they're not a Denver native.
Mm.
Like if Nate was to say he was a Denver native,
I am not. No, I would never say that.
But people do that a lot. They're like, oh, I was born and raised in Denver. And I'm like, where? And they're like, Arvada. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
That's like Chicago. Like the suburbs don't count. People are like, oh, I'm from Chicago. It's like, no, you're from Naperville. That's a suburb.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm super into it.
Do you say Naderville?
Naperville.
I know, I'm teasing.
Arvada is just thrift store Denver.
They've got a nice little downtown. It's charming.
Old town. Yeah.
Old town.
With an E.
Yeah. On both words.
Old Town. Oldie Townie.
That Yak and Yeti is in Arvada.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Mm.
Indian food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffet.
Local jokes. I hope all those people in Europe and Southeast America are really excited about our Old Town Arvada.
You guys know about America, right? We've got restaurants all over the place, and somehow we can't even say that they're people. I don't know what to tell you.
All the folks in the Gulf Shores right now. You know, what?
Gulfy Shoreys.
Shannon, we're back to you, right?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I think we're back to you because
I feel like I.
Oh, that was
just
me.
The "Do you know me?" But and no, nobody knows me, and that's fine.
Shannon,
1 through 5.
I don't feel like I should answer 2.
Number 2. It's time for your favorite game, Shannon. It's time to play Pavel Bob the Tear.
No. Prove it to me.
This week on Palm U Palm de Terre, I'm going to present an object that is neither an apple nor a potato.
It better be a picture of you.
Palm en français, ou palm de terre en français. And yes, it is a picture of me.
Yeah!
So it is a artist rendering of me from 1983 that was painted by a family friend.
Oh my God.
So that's what I looked like when I was about 2 years old. Am I an apple or a potato in this picture?
Oh my goodness. So this is a picture of Nate, and he is a baby with the biggest cheeks and the biggest eyes and
almost,
the blondest
almost dangerously
hair.
Big eyes. Like that movie about the big eyes, they're kind of close to that.
Yeah, those are apple cheeks if I've ever seen them. Those are little baby apple cheeks, and I want to squeeze the fuck out of this little child. That is a palm. If
all
I've
right,
ever seen
it's an
it.
Apple. That works. That works for me. Okay. Dave, what do you think? Apple, potato?
I mean... Those are apple cheeks. Shannon was not wrong. And those are some adorable eyes. But, I mean, just for part of the game, you can say that you got the mashed potato hair, so home to tear.
Okay, yeah.
It is definitely. Mashed potato hair?
That he was just, look at it, he's just smashing.
Is that a phrase? I've missed out on my entire life.
He's just like taking his mashed potatoes and smashing his hair because he's a kid.
Yeah, mashed potato hair is a phrase popularized by Upton Sinclair in one of those books that he wrote, I think. I assume? I don't know.
And to use the parlance of our times, you know, he's a tiny child, so he's a small potato.
Aww.
Little potato.
That's actually very cute.
Small potato. Yeah. All right, Kate, what do you think?
No O.
This was printed off, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The original is, I think, in my dad's bedroom still.
It's very adorable.
Aww.
Yeah.
I think it looks like you just took a bite of an apple, so it's an apple.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like,
okay, yeah, I just like made a little nom.
Nom. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a green one. It's a kind of sour. And you're like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, that's true. We've never discussed the concept. Well, I've never even thought about it being a green apple.
Oh, you just opened up a whole new world. Mine.
Yeah, we never really did discuss what it would mean if it was a type of apple, right?
Yeah.
Like there's Braeburns and Fujis and, you know.
That's pink lady apple or
this is
like
going
a little green
on the
one.
Gram, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be sure to post it.
Yeah, post that. Slide
that's
into so the DMs.
That's printed directly from my phone. So. And it printed out pretty nice, didn't it?
It's so cute.
Pause.
Shout out to my parents and the artist.
Who's Paws?
What's her name? Ellen Pazinski, I think is her name. I'm not sure. But yeah. I was 2 at the time when it was created.
Aww.
So, you know.
Some suspenders.
Little overalls.
Yeah. And my hair really was that blonde until I was probably like 7 years old.
You actually look exactly like my friend's kid that I just went to visit in Houston. You can cut this out. But
No, I'm not going to cut out your friend's kid.
No.
Let's do this. Wait, unless we give the specific information about your friend's
where
kid, and then we should cut it out. Yeah.
Well, the only picture I took of him, he's wearing my sunglasses. But look, that could be the same child.
That could be.
It's got the same apple cheeks and like same hair and everything.
Is he the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Too? Yeah. Yeah. It speaks to the homogeneity of human infants. They all have to survive, so we'll make them roughly the same shape that is desirable to keep alive.
They all kind of look the same. Here. That could be the same kid.
Oh, for sure.
And you can't see his eyes in that, but... Oh, apple cheeks.
Aww.
Look, that could be you.
Yeah, little cutie boy. Little sweet boy. Little kiddo.
Let me see. Sorry.
Oh. That's a sweet kiddo.
That's why I said we can cut that out.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But
we'll
that.
See.
Oh, it's so cute.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Great job. You each get 2 points. Well done.
Nice.
You were all correct.
You got my biological clock ticking now. Look at all these small potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Look at all these potatoes. Make me one of them. Yeah, so we're back. We're Kate is actively trying to eat her lower jaw right now in revulsion.
I don't know.
No, hey, that's all good. We're obviously speaking theoretically. I don't think anybody at this table is like, yeah, I can't wait to never sleep again and have something that's a burden for 20 years. Maybe more, because fuck the society. Yay!
That's a lot of shit.
How will I explain the climate disaster to you, boy? I don't know. Great job. 2 points each. And Dave, we're back to you. Hey. 1 through 4.
3.
Number 3, we're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Ooh, that's always a fun game.
Yeah.
So here we go. For Fuck, Marry, Kill this week, you're going to decide whether it's Nataraja, which is Shiva as the cosmic ecstatic dancer, Nathan Fillion, or the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. Are you going to fuck, ooh, marry, or kill among those things?
Oh, straight up killing the hot dog contest. That's disgusting.
All right.
Oh, that's awful. You seen? Oh, they dunk it in water.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. They're eating. They're eating.
Oh, Joey,
they're
Chestnut.
Eating wet buns.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's all
I'm
wet buns.
A moment. So much salt. Oh.
The salt is what's putting you over
the meat edge. Sweats. Oh God, I killed that. All right. What are the other two? So we got Shiva the Destroyer and
yep. And Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
From Castle and Firefly.
That one's
and
tough.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That one's
and
tough.
Dr. Horrible's Terrible Sing-Along.
And
Dr.
Horrible's
Sing-Along Blog.
Yeah.
I think I'll just go with I'm going to fuck Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, great. I mean, that seems like a good choice.
He seems tender. He seems empathetic. You know, I think he'd be kind.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's a fair assessment. Yeah.
Respect boundaries and consent. But I want to marry Shiva the Destroyer because I want to hold the space while Shiva destroys everything, and I just think we'd make a good team.
Great.
I'm like that a lot. Watch it all burn down. I'm just going to stand here. That got dark.
All right.
Hold me, Nathan.
Come here.
Fillion.
Come here.
Never mind, not me.
Well, you can too, but...
Kate, who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to marry and who are you going to kill?
You know, I was originally doing that same lineup, but I'm actually really glad that you went through that and your thought process because I'm going to switch them. The hot dog person is for sure dying because eating
the contest
just
itself.
The concept
yeah.
of
just
it.
Just all of it makes me sick. It doesn't matter what they're trying to put down their pie holes.
There's nothing exciting to you about like a pig's anuses stuffed with more pig?
No, it could be. They could be... mass eating corn. It doesn't matter. Like something about food eating contests. Just I can't go near it.
Corn?
I don't know. It was like one of the first things that came to mind. Imagine trying to eat that much corn.
You know who gets excited by pig anus? David Cameron.
Hey. That's a callback joke if I've ever heard one. I do really like the idea of a corn eating contest where they're counting kernels that you've eaten though, because I feel like that really kind of does the jelly beans in the jar situation where eventually it's like, well, no one can win because everybody's eaten anywhere between 1,000 and 4,000 kernels of corn. I don't know.
I was imagining the cob and they just had their teeth just filled with shit. It's just like
God, yeah.
So anyway,
floss.
It's just so bad. That's all they have on the side is like piles of floss to make it through the contest.
And the little like pokers.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Quick some sort of automated machine to quick.
Oh, those corn holders were so much fun as kids. Did you guys have those?
You had
the ones shaped like corn?
Like corn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shaped like corn?
Oh, of course.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah. They always reminded me of the tuberculosis test that they would give you when you were a kid, which had 3 prongs, but it was a similar thing. It was just like, bink. Anyway.
When I was a kid, I thought that was a TV test and that it measured how much you watch TV and that I was totally going to like test positive because I watched too much TV as a kid. So during the like day right after a test, I wouldn't watch any TV because I'd be like, I don't want them to know.
Did your parents prep you that much?
That's
they
hilarious.
Obviously didn't prep me at all. I'm like, the TV test.
You'll figure it out. Let's go to the doctor.
Did not get tests like that. I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay, so Kate, so you're killing the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, they have to die.
Okay.
And then I'll fuck Shiva.
Okay, great.
She sounds exciting, a little passionate.
It's a he.
Whatever.
Although it's a god, so I mean it can take whatever form it wants.
Yeah, whatever.
And this is in the form of the cosmic ecstatic dancer, so you got some moves on your hands.
Yeah, I feel like that'll be exciting.
Kate's also a dancer.
Ooh.
That is a very loose term in that context. and then marry Nathan.
Okay.
Mostly because they made him sound so nice. Yeah. I felt like maybe I could come home and he'd have dinner ready or something.
Oh yeah. He's gonna connect you directly to the Whedonverse. And you know, there's a lot of movies and
sure.
shows to watch with them.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll solve mysteries together.
You just never know.
It could be fun.
It could be fun.
Okay. Shannon, what are you gonna do?
I'm also gonna fuck Shiva.
All right.
Because the destroyer, yeah. I'm not going to go for that.
Right.
That's going to be awesome.
I think we're bordering into Lizzo territory right now.
I got something you can destroy.
Yeah. Okay.
What a way to go.
Tear it up, God.
I'm going to mix it up, though. I'm going to pretend like we didn't say contest, and I'm just going to marry Nathan's hot dogs. Because a Nathan's chili cheese dog is one of my favorite things in the world. Ooh. Going to Coney Island, riding the
Wonder Wheel,
yeah. And the roller coaster that I've forgotten the name of. And then getting a Nathan's hot dog that used to be like one of my favorite days when I lived in New York. So I'm marrying the hot dog.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna hang out on Coney Island with that hot dog for the rest of my life.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
I feel bad about killing Nathan Fillion.
He'll be fine.
But he also. Whenever he's in a Whedon production, it kind of dies. So maybe I should kill him so that he won't be in any more Whedon-verse
things.
An
albatross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Joss thinks that he's awesome, but he keeps killing shit. So I'm going to kill him so he'll quit killing Joss's stuff.
That seems reasonable.
Yep. Wow.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very That's good.
Like four-dimensional chess right there.
Yeah. I'm thinking many layers.
Yeah. I've seen several people reference four-dimensional chess today, specifically
today.
In regarding to the impeachment
news?
Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I just think is interesting because it's like, I mean, it can just be chess. Like you can just be like
just
thinking about
chess.
What's going on. Like four-dimensional chess makes it's just Star Trek-y.
Yeah, and not that many people are great at regular chess.
Well, I just don't. I don't know that it's that complicated. It's more like, wait, can we? Because regular chess is basically like if I make this move and my piece isn't protected, it's a bad move, and that seems to be the only thing that's happening anyway, right? Is like I'm gonna make a move that's protected, kind of. I don't
right.
know. Never mind. I'll cut that.
I think you gotta cut. You gotta go a couple more steps ahead, though, right?
Yeah.
Is that the whole thing about chess? You gotta be like, if I do this, they do this. I do this, they do this, and then I'm unprotected.
I mean, if you're good at chess,
pretty complicated. Regular chess.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Kasparov would be like, you don't need more dimensions.
I'm
chess itself is unimpeachable.
What's the
He said the magic word.
Scream real loud. Like a Nickelodeon.
I've been slimed.
Great work. You're each getting 2 points for fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, you just want to fuck the god once. Why not be with him forever? It's awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a valid life choice.
Yeah. I really like dinner when I get home. So
do I, which is why I chose the hot dog.
Okay, Kate, we're back to you, I think. Are we back?
So
we're back to Kate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I followed the circle this time, though.
Okay,
I
good. Good. So okay. 1, 2, or 3, Kate?
Three.
Number three.
Wait, how are there only three left? Sorry.
We've done the other ones.
If there were 10. Oh, Dave started. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry. Cut that.
No, I'm going to leave it in. I'm definitely leaving that in because I'm not the only one who makes mistakes. Kate, do you have a vague idea about NATO?
Oh.
NATO.
God, this crew, I don't want to say anything about it if I get it wrong.
I'm kind of scared to say anything in front of the two of them.
What if, Okay, what if I can take a... Oh, actually, I think that's wrong, too. This is the worst part of my life. Well, at first I was thinking, isn't there like a subcategory where there's like the protected historical landmarks? But that's a different organization altogether.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. This is different.
It has a similar acronym, right? What is that one I'm thinking of?
I was trying to
I want to talk about that one instead.
To protect.
UNESCO.
Yeah. Oh, UNESCO. UNESCO. Okay. Yeah.
It had the N sound to it.
Yeah, no, this one is far more military.
Yeah, more important.
Sort of associated. I don't know if it's more important, but it's.
Probably. Yeah. For people's survival or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so multiple countries, government related. I'm going to stay as high level as physically possible. And I'm just going to be done now.
Okay. That works. That works. We've got an organization featuring multiple countries, which those are both correct answers. Shannon, NATO.
It's a trade organization. T?
The T is not North for America. Trade.
It's not? All right.
But it is an organization.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Passing.
I'm not
Dave.
Saying anything in front of the two
That's
of you.
That's exactly the way I feel.
I mean... I don't know much.
It's,
I mean,
like full panic.
So NATO, it's like the, you know, the alliance, the military arm, you know, all banded together. Each country pledges their own military resources to fight threats to one.
Just
everybody
unleash
fights.
It.
That's all I got, really.
You've got more in there.
Not
I
really.
Know you
not
do.
Really, no.
I know you do.
Adelon,
who's
Adelon.
All in it?
Like, you know. Us, Canada.
It's North America. Is that the NA?
Well, it's I mean, it's not just North
there
America.
There are 29 member states.
China. I thought it was North America trade.
It's not. No, I don't think it's China.
Just spitballing Russia.
But I mean,
Spain.
Current occupants always like, oh, people in NATO got to pay more. Yeah, whatever. Everything's working out fine.
Is it trans something? What does the T stand for?
I can't remember what the... Why are you calling me out? I was just trying to tell you what I know and how you're just thrilling
me.
No,
I was just... that was an open question. I just happened to look in your direction.
You work for the government. You should know everything.
I actually don't work for the government.
Not anymore.
Yeah. He's a lobbyist
Switched it up.
Oh, is that why you were golfing?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Full circle.
He's the good kind of lobbyist, though, in fairness.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Kate just gave the... Wishy-washy shine right
over
there.
We just don't know for sure. You know, none of us work with
them. Oh, shit. So. We're going to do this ambiguous goodness thing now? I just don't know. I mean, Dave seems nice.
I mean, I trust him.
Anywho, NATO is like, I mean, if I had to explain it to an alien, I'd just be like, it's like the military arm of the UN kind of thing. There's an alliance. They all pledge to protect each other. And then some... dopey weirdos like, oh, I'm going to drop out because you're not paying enough.
Yeah. Yeah. A certain possibly impeachable dopey weirdo.
Color of a peach.
He's russet. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, also known as the Organisation du Traité de l'Atlantique Nord.
Oui.
It's an intergovernmental military alliance between 29 North American and European countries. Mm. The organization implements the North Atlantic Treaty that was signed on April 4th of 1949, and NATO constitutes a system of collective defense whereby its independent member states agree to mutual defense in response to an attack by an external party. Member states include Albania, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, France,
Estonia
Germany,
represent.
Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Montenegro, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Turkey, the United Kingdom, and the United States. You guys still awake?
I'm up.
All right, great. Yeah, so that's it's what it is. It's a military
it
sort
is.
Of the idea here was, hey, instead of us all having to have big armies to defend ourselves individually, what if we like pool our resources so we could be cool people who weren't shitty and wasting money on military expenditures that were necessary. And so they did this thing, and then, you know, and then some people don't want to participate in that anymore, which is, you know.
Do you know what Portugal contributes? Capoeira.
Which, I mean, come on.
Dance fighting.
That's great. I take it. Capoeira, have you seen Bob's
awesome.
Burgers?
Yeah.
It is sexy
as fuck.
How long
have you been waiting to share that?
Since he got to pee.
Great job. So let's see. Dave, I'm going to give you 3 points. I'm going to give Kate 1 point, and I'm going to give Shannon a point and a half.
Capoeira.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to give Shannon 1 point. That's
you
fine.
Knew more than you wanted to admit.
Shannon, we're back to you. 1 or 2?
2.
Number 2. Okay, do you have a vague idea about Nathan Bedford Forrest?
Oh, God, I do.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's not great.
Nathan Bedford Forrest is actually a distant relative of mine.
Oh, no shit. Really?
unfortunately. Also Forrest Gump. And also a friend of mine named Bridget that we found out we were slightly related because she also has the same terrible, terrible relative.
Whoa.
But we all have our genes in the South, so.
These are Levi's?
What?
Your genes in the South?
Yeah, my Levi's
are
in the South.
Okay, great.
Nailed it.
If I'm remembering correctly, I think he was the founding member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, that is true.
That's actually all I've ever known about him.
Okay, great.
I've not delved more into his past.
Well, and probably for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I knew he was terrible when I picked the topic. I didn't know that you were related, which is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But no taint to you.
I think once you get to Nathan Bedford Forrest, if somebody's like, who is that? And the other person goes, founded the Ku Klux Klan. You just have to go, a shithead, and move on.
Yeah, that's kind of the end. That's kind of the end of that.
Yeah, if you know anything else, probably don't start admitting it at that point.
Yeah.
Unless you are like a historian or something.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, if you like hang out in a
if he
reliquary.
Died terribly and you know about it, maybe that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't
just
know.
Just trying to brainstorm
died.
Reasons that you might know more and it would be okay.
He's a shithead.
No one's debating that on this table.
Oh yeah, no. But, although I'm sure beloved in some circles. He was a Confederate Army general during the Civil War. And although they scholars generally respect Forrest as a military strategist, he has remained a controversial figure in Southern racial history. Especially for his alleged role in the massacre of black soldiers at Fort Pillow. And his 1867 to 1869 leadership of the Ku Klux Klan. So there you go.
So.
Allegedly.
Your namesake.
Well, that's the thing. The important lesson here is that there are some Nathans that aren't good.
Aww.
Just
if,
one.
Even if I am.
I can't think of any other Nathan that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I can't think of any.
They're all good.
I actually know a Nathan at work that is an absolute all-star. So, yeah, you're right.
Like, no, all-star? Like,
no, he's just so great. He works on Salesforce, and he's the only one that could fix my problems.
Oh, man, yeah. Anybody who can tolerate Salesforce is a hero.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's true.
Aw.
Batting average for Nathan's very good.
High numbers.
I think you want high numbers,
the,
right?
The war on Nathan's is high. That's wins above replacement. That's a baseball stat.
There you go.
The higher the number is, it's like, if I wasn't doing it, how many games would you lose? Right. How many games am I winning for you single-handedly?
It's like old Haas Radborn war.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mike Trout war. Only we can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mike Trout.
Fish.
Yeah, he's a popular character on Dora the Explorer, Mike Trout.
Oh.
Old Haas is a hell of a name.
Shannon, 2 points. Dave and Kate, 1 point each. And Dave, it's back to you.
One.
For the last topic, which is number one and number infinity, really. Who knows? Who knows what it could be?
Could be anything.
Do you have a vague idea about something called Fantastic Nathans?
Oh.
Yeah.
Things that you know about Shannon don't impress me. You know so much.
This is definitely a Colorado thing, so I'm sorry. This is very much a Denver thing, Kate.
Yes. And,
Fantastic Nathans.
Fantastic Nathans.
And a hint. It's a Denver thing.
Yeah, winging it here. I'm winging it here.
You were born here. You might know.
It's a lot of shade getting thrown from Kate's side of the table.
It got real dark. Fantastic, Nathan's. That seems like, or is, a place where you would go to enjoy mirth and merriment, but not quite as popular, as well-known as Charles Entertainment Cheeses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Charles.
Yeah. That's his name. His whole name is Charles Entertainment Cheese. That's what the E stands. It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that wild?
So there was bowling and tokens and ball pits that were covered in vomit and a pool with a slide. And then Nathan packed up and left.
You know what?
Went to Idaho.
You know what? You're not wrong. I mean, other than the Idaho part. I don't know specifically about Idaho.
I was like,
but
why do you go to Idaho? What happened?
It's a tell potato rush.
Had to get away from some shit.
Had to flee.
We all somebody's, got demons.
Somebody's got to make meth somewhere. Yeah. Dave, that was remarkably accurate, despite a lot of dart throwing. I like it. Kate, what can you add? So you know that what Dave said is right. So if you want to add stuff.
Darts for toddlers.
Oh, yeah.
Yard darts. Lawn darts.
Throw just, toddlers.
You just put a pointy hat on a kid and then throw them.
Yeah.
Boink. Where do they land? Oh, yay, good. You're there. Do you guys remember? Okay, there was a thing that happened for a while, and I don't know if this still is a thing, but it used to be like you'd put a Velcro suit on and you'd jump off a trampoline onto a wall.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was basically like throwing human darts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Why didn't we do fun. That with kids? Kids seem like they would be way easier to do that with. They're smaller, they're
less
lighter,
sticky, yeah.
Smaller Velcro suits.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Like all the overheads, way cheaper this way.
They lead with their head too much.
That's fair. That's fair. They don't know. They
Plus, you get a lot of kids stuck to a wall crying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's the gosh dang best part. Just pulling off toddler.
Somebody's just out there with like a long stick, like poking behind them to get them to peel off. Because Lord knows you can't touch them.
They're not vaccinated.
Kate, so what do you got? Fantastic Nathan's. What do you think?
Nathan actually stayed in Colorado, and that's all I've got.
All right. Stayed here.
I've never heard of it. Does it still exist? This is the problem. I just want to ask questions.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I will say it no longer exists. So that's shucks. Fair. It's not around anymore.
When did it go out?
I'm going to guess sometime in the late 80s, early 90s.
I never stood a chance.
Yeah. Bummer. You weren't even here yet.
No.
You were just a
wee tot.
What is that thing? A twinkle in your something's eye.
No, I think I was born.
Yeah, but you could still be a twinkle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're still a twinkle, Kate. Don't be weird about it. Shannon, tell us about Fantastic Nathan's.
I don't know what else I can add. Of the ilk of Chuck E. Cheese, Showbiz Pizza was another one. Fantastic Nathan's. I feel like it had more indoor rides for some reason. Like little carousels and little Ferris wheels, but tiny for tots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was Fantastic Nathan's was in the Cinderella City Mall, which used to be off of, like, what is it, Mineral or something in Santa Fe?
I have never been able to figure out where things were when I was a child versus where they are now that I'm an adult.
Yeah. So the Cinderella City Mall, which, I mean, here's the cool thing. So Denver used to have a mall that was called the Cinderella City Mall, all of the sections of the mall were themed differently.
Like all Disney princesses?
Kind of. Like they were all themed by like color and concept.
Okay.
So you would go to different parts of this mall and there were all these different things. But Fantastic Nathan's was a like kids play place pseudo arcade thing.
That's cool.
That was there that had pizza and everything, and it had disgusting dangerous ball pits and lots of miniature carousels and junk like that. And I remember going to it when I was a kid a few times. I don't know how many, but at least like three or four, because I have a vivid memory of my name being written on the wall, which might just indicate my own narcissism. I don't know.
I think it was a big birthday place.
That's true. It was a big birthday rink. Place. Yeah, because it was, you know, it had that vibe. It was sort of like you would go there because your other option was really to go to Funplex, which was on the entirely west side of town.
Mm.
And
we
Nathan's
had my,
was sort of in the middle.
After prom at Funplex.
Oh. Nice. Yeah. Nice. A little laser tag.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They had laser tag and bowling.
Had, like,
and
a lot of like big.
And we had celebrity.
Adventure areas.
Yeah, celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity
center.
Sport. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Celebrity was the one that had the pool in it.
The slide, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I never got to really go there because, yeah. I always coveted that water slide.
Yeah, I miss God. Malls.
It was all pee.
The Colorado kinda. Malls had, I don't know, the Westminster Mall. Do you guys remember the balloons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was always like, I don't know, there was a lot of care taken to make the experience unique.
Until it stopped.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, yeah. Malls are dead.
And they were like, hey, look, there's only 3 stores in this wing, and there's probably 9 guys who will shiv you if you go that way.
Yeah.
Like, but I need to get to Foot Locker. It's like, well, you got to pay this guy. He'll carry you to Foot Locker. He'll ward them off.
You can still go to the Colorado Mills Mall.
But it's outdoor. It's not...
No, it's indoors.
Oh, is it indoor?
Yeah, it's full on mall experience. They've got like trains that little kids can ride on that'll take them all over the mall.
Yeah, well, I go to Cherry Creek because it's got things, but that I need to buy.
No, the Colorado Mills Mall is the old school mall experience.
Yeah,
the one where you're like, why am I here? Everything's kind of grimy, like that kind of mall.
That I like.
Yeah,
I did go to the Cherry Creek Mall like right around Christmas last year, and they had like a cellist and a violinist.
Oh, nice.
But the Cherry Creek Mall is a little high scale.
It's
upper class.
Uppity.
That's a mall to go to be seen.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Like a lot of people seem like they're there to be seen.
Just had to get a watch fixed, really, but I wanted to talk about the cellist.
But you did your 60 push-ups and put your...
Oh, yeah.
And put your tightest t-shirt on, and you were like, let's get this watch fixed. What's up, ladies?
I was wearing my Lululemon.
Nice.
That was my mall growing up, though. I spent Cherry a Creek? Lot of time in the Cherry Creek Mall.
Was it always Spinnaker's. Designers and stuff?
Yeah.
Or did that evolve over time?
Yeah, I mean, it was... This is not interesting for anyone not in Denver, but Cherry Creek used to be, like, a little more accessible also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be kind of a kitschy arts district mix thing.
Yeah. And so and, the Cherry Creek Mall used to have, like, the high-end department stores, but it also had some, like, silly stores that you could go to when you were 13.
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's like...
Cherry Creek's very...
Well, now it's kind of Denver's Times Square in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. If you drive through there at night, especially, where everything just has a bunch of flickering shit on it. And, you know, that's cool.
Shiny blinking things.
Yeah.
Did you see that somebody tried to steal one of those cars from a mall in Chicago the other day?
No, what? What does that even mean?
Well, I mean, like Cherry Creek Mall, I know. They like have like fancy cars sitting in the middle of the mall. And you're like, oh, I'd like to buy this McLaren.
Yeah.
Oh, someone tried to take it.
In Chicago, somebody like...
They hopped in and did they hotwire it?
It was moving.
God bless them.
It's on the
internet.
Probably
keys just sitting in it.
I will tell you, like...
I've
seen Maseratis and Lotuses in the Cherry Creek Mall, and they have signs that say don't touch, and I definitely touch that car.
100%.
I'm like, no, don't exercise your...
I boop its nose.
Yeah.
All right, their thumbprint.
Oh, man.
Somebody did set the video to the Blues Brothers, just like...
Oh, no way.
Going nice. Through the
yes,
mall.
Yes, that's one. Okay, yeah, no, I think I saw something about that. That's funny. Yeah, I want to do that. Let's do that. Let's go
steal
do that
cars.
Now.
Let's do it.
Steal a car specifically from a mall.
Oh, okay.
A victimless crime.
Yeah.
Best like part, they we announce it, but they're not going to know until it's too late.
2 weeks. Yeah. Oh, man. There's a group of 4 people that are going to meet our description, and it's going to be bad news.
Yakety Saxon be playing while we're doing it. It's going to be awesome.
Great job, everybody. The game is over.
What?
The game has ended.
Boo.
Game's never over.
You did it. Well, it's not over in our hearts.
It goes on forever.
But at least for now, it's over
the
for tonight.
The
party
lifetime.
Never ends.
what's exciting here is, Kate, you didn't tie with anybody, so... You should be very happy about that.
Solid last.
Kate loves tiebreakers.
Though.
I don't love tiebreakers.
Though you scored 13 points, which is excellent.
Higher than probably last time.
That's a lot of points.
I think so. I mean, I don't know really how the points work on this show, but you did well.
It's tough to say.
But
they're fluid.
Dave and Shannon, you guys tied with 16 points, so congratulations. You have both technically won the game this evening. Yeah. All right, so
he's gonna high five, but he wasn't looking at me.
There it is. That was good. I'll get you a winner's sash. We'll go down there. We'll lick the Maseratis. We'll come
you can
back.
Get a
yeah,
I'll wear my my other prize from last time.
Oh, yeah. The, oh, crap. What was the thing
that
we
gave?
Oh, is
that when you used to make up prizes?
Yeah, the wanking jacket.
The wanking
jacket. Yeah, it was a wanking jacket.
Was
yeah.
it a jacket that had someone wanking on it, or it was a jacket made for when you wank?
I think for when you wank.
Yeah, it's classy. It's not weird.
Did we say both?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It doesn't have.
It's true. It could have been both.
Absolutely not. It's a me time jacket. It's velvet.
Which, I mean, for me time jacket materials, velvet is probably the worst choice because it is going to stick and be weird.
Maybe, except I thought of those, like, what were they in the 70s? The, like, velvet paintings?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
velvet art?
Yeah.
And, like, the one that we had in our house was, like, oddly sexual. So, actually, I think the velvet, I don't know, for some reason it really made sense.
Yeah. You could have a jacket that's got a...
You had a picture of that?
Honestly, I should ask my parents how that got in the house, but yeah.
We're throwing that on the feed too.
All right, yeah, great. So I'll just
tag my
I'll
mom.
Just what I want you to do is call your mom and dad on the phone.
Hey guys, why was there a
record it and send me the audio and I'll make sure to edit it into the show.
Velvet art.
We're live with Kate's parents.
Yeah.
Why do you have
hey,
this
Mom,
suggestive
do you remember that
art?
Vaguely sexual velvet
she
painting
remembers.
We had?
She remembers.
No,
I asked her about
idea.
It one time. I asked her about it one time. She had like a very succinct answer. So.
Velvet Erotica.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Showtime show.
I wonder
Whoa.
If they still have it.
It does. It does.
After 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I'll see if they still have it. They can take a picture. Send it in.
With all your favorite
that's great.
Soap
yeah.
opera actors. Velvet
yes.
Erotica. Narrated by David Duchovny.
It's a good one.
I need a check.
I need a check.
So yeah, Shannon, plugs.
I'd like to thank Steno.
All right.
For providing us with this space to record our podcast.
It's true. Thank you, Steno. Thanks for
Steno
thanks
co-working
for being
space
here.
On 17th in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it's stenodenver.com. You can come in here and maybe use the podcasting equipment if you're nice. And if you're not, you know, we got ways of dealing with you. Dave, do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
I would like to plug Errol's Tailoring in Cherry Creek.
Okay.
It's important to get a good tailor. I was talking a lot of shit about Cherry Creek Mall. He's not in the mall. It's a good shop. Go there.
All right, cool. What did you have tailored?
Actually, it's great. He gave me a really sick burn the other day. I had to get my suits redone, and I went in there, put them on, and he goes, let me guess, you want me to take the pants out? I'm like, yeah, okay. And then his wife's like, it happens to everybody.
You took him up too high?
No, I'm fat.
Sorry.
Fatter than I was when I got them tailored last time is what happened. And there was about 10 people in there. Yeah. She's like, it's okay, it happens to everybody.
Let me guess. You want me to take the pants out? Did he see the pants first, or did he just see you walk in and say that?
No,
like, I'm just trying to think of comedic timing here. Like, was this a 90s sitcom
it was
setup
perfect.
Where it was just like
it was perfect with I believe they're Greek, so they have really really great Greek accent. So it was like you know my big fat Greek wedding kind of talking. If you're not Greek, Errol, I'm sorry. But the accent was very European. But no, it's like you go in, you got your thing, like go into the thing, put it on, you come out, and I didn't even get to the mirror. And he's like, let me guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I was, the gut area was fighting with the pant area. So he knew. We all knew. Anywho, go to Errol. They're great.
And they're open and welcoming to all sizes.
They are.
Yeah.
Like they are.
Hey, they're gonna make the clothes fit whatever size you are.
Exactly.
And they're probably not going to give you too much guff about it, so that's nice.
No, I mean,
no
I felt
guff.
Good
no
about
guff.
It. We all,
no
yeah.
guff.
We all laughed. Yeah. We all laughed.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, yeah, no, I would like you to burn these pants. That's why I came in.
I appreciate
you
noticing.
Burn this suit.
I would like to be able to sit down.
Did you guys watch the new Between Two Ferns?
Oh,
the movie?
So
good.
I haven't watched the movie yet, although I'm a big fan of Scott Aukerman and all of his work. So, yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Good.
Yeah?
I'm acting like this is fun. How am I doing?
Was that John Hamm, right?
Oh, no, that was Keanu.
Oh.
That's
right. Yeah, his acting classes.
Oh, it's so, yeah, please take some time. Plug that. Well, that was Kate's plug.
Yeah, there you go. Between Two Ferns, the movie. It's really good.
It's on the Netflix.
I love Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
It's funny. That's
it. He asks Hillary about her emails, right? Or he mentions email. Oh, no? Okay.
I don't remember it.
I saw it somewhere, but maybe not.
Pretty rough memory, but it was funny. It was good. I'm trying to remember. Keanu was good. I actually like Matt McConaughey in that one. There's some fun, uncomfortable interviews. So
that's what we're here for. I mean, I'd like to think that's what this show is just uncomfortableness.
Uncomfortable interviews.
Yeah. great. So we've got some good plugs here. We got a local business. We got a program you can watch. And Shannon plugged. What did you plug again?
Steno.
Oh, Steno. So come here to Steno and hang out. Work.
Our sponsor.
Pay Rex to work. Yeah. Yeah, our sponsor. If you like this show, the best thing that you can do for us is just spread the word. Say something nice to somebody. Say, hey, you know what? I listen to this thing, and it's called The Vague Idea, and it's a podcast. And let me explain what podcasting is, because you're, I don't know, a boomer, and you're confused. And you're like, oh, do I put this in my Discman and carry it around with me when I'm on the power walk? No.
Don't share anything pure with a boomer.
Or, yeah, we don't have to share with them necessarily. But, yeah. So if you like the show, just tell people about it. That would be really helpful. If you want to follow us on social media, it's at A Vague Idea Podcast on Instagram and at A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter. And, we're just doing our thing. We hope you like it. We hope you enjoyed this. It's been a fun birthday for me, so I'd like to say, you know, it's been really nice that I got to share my birthday with all of you.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Aww.
We love
and, you. And the only thing I have to say really is, live your life, but try not to make the world worse. Thanks.
That's good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Happy birthday.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Grolkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Space Boy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.